Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Yeah.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
What's happening? Welcome back. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hope everybody had a good weekend. I do want to bring Ray into the fold early. Ray is our audio producer. He sits behind a big glass wall. So sometimes Ray lives life a little differently than us. They say beat to a different drummer.
Mm-hmm.
Lives his life kind of like that. So, Ray, you were grabbing your lunch, and you had your lunch with you.
Yeah.
Because you, I don't know, schedule was pretty tight?
Correct. Yeah, you know, always going to and fro all around town. So, yeah, it was a to-go order on the lunch.
So, this is last week. And yep. So, where do you have to go?
I had to go get my hair done.
Okay. So, you go to your hair, your barber, your stylist.
Yep.
With your lunch in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't have a chance to eat it while going there.
And I'm not just saying because they're a sponsor. It was Sonic. So, I mean, I had a straight-up Sonic bag. I had the Sonic cup. I had it all.
Okay. You go to this hair place and you do what? You sit in there?
Well, so I go into the hair spot and I'm there about 20 minutes early. And I'm like, well, do I want to eat in my car? No. Well, do I want to eat it here in this hair place? And so I said, yes. Well, I thought, you know what? I passed a break room. I could just go eat in the break room right there. It's a lunch. It's a break room. Why not? So I go in there and eat in the break room, and there was a couple workers would come in. They would take their breaks too. But it was just me and then hair ladies. It's a place where a lot of hair ladies work.
So the question is, can you just go into a random business's break room and take a break if you don't work in that business?
That's a good question.
That is a weird... I would never think that. I would just eat it in the car. Or if I had the same barber or stylist for a long time, I would say, hey, is it cool if I like know them? Can I eat in your break room? I would never just march in there and chill and eat. Like, I'm not saying you're wrong. I would never even think about that.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have done it. The looks they gave me told me, this is our break room. You're in our territory. You're supposed to just sit in chairs outside of wherever you're getting your hair done at.
All women?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's like a salon. It's like a boutique thing. But I found this lady and she hooks it up. So, yeah, it's all women.
So don't call it a barber. Call it a salon. You went to the salon. Sure. Like, he's trying to man it up by saying, I went to the barber.
Went into the break room at a salon that you don't work at, did not ask, and had lunch.
Yep.
Is that okay to do? Yes or no?
No.
Why?
Well, because it's their workspace, their break room. If that was it, then people would start waiting in there and doing whatever they want in there. It's just not a good thing to precedence to set. So, no.
Yeah, I'm not upset. I'm just weirded out by it.
Very strange.
Eddie?
Yeah, it's a private break room. It's not a public cafeteria. Like, no, you can't just do that.
Lunchbox?
I don't think you can because, like, at the grocery store, when you walk by the break room, it says employees only.
Yeah, why not take a break there?
So, like...
When you're at Walmart, they got a break room, right?
Yeah.
A little tired?
Wow.
And I knew that I was wrong, too. And some of the workers, there was also a washer and dryer in there.
That's
and
they, exactly.
Yeah, so they could clean some of the stuff off. And I was right there while they were doing their laundry.
He takes a shirt off and takes the wrinkles out, throws in the dryer for a few minutes.
What in the world?
Anyway, Ray was telling me about that this morning. I was like, we have to talk about this on the show. Glad you guys are here. Welcome to Monday Show. Okay, time for the mailbag, or... It's time.
Almost. Not
pretty
bad.
Good, dude.
Not bad.
Go a little higher.
Oh.
It's time.
No, that's a lot higher. Oh.
What? I feel like his voice is so low, he should go low.
No, I said a little high. He can't go low because we've already said it.
Hey, what if he starts it? It's time.
Okay, go.
It's time.
I'll go. Okay. You can go. Go.
Guys, Eddie, you know Bobby goes next. It's time.
And then you do mailbag.
Okay, I got it.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I've been married to my husband for 17 years. I've always known my mother-in-law to speak poorly about everyone, so I've always proceeded with caution around her. Last week, I caught her on my doorbell camera talking about me and mocking me to a relative on the phone. The things she was venting about were so small and irrelevant that I was shocked that those things bothered her. I feel as though she perceives everything I do so critically that I can't do anything right. After her vent session, she came back into my home and proceeded to act as sweet as could be. The problem with this is that she vents to family members, so I know the whole family thinks horribly about me. How do I proceed with his family feeling like they wrongly think I'm an awful person? Signed, defeated without a chance. Well, this is what I would say about her. If it's known that she does this, no one will take what she does that seriously.
You think?
If everyone knows her as someone who is always finding bad things to say, the bad things she says are not near as worthy. First of all, I don't want to take away the feeling that you have about this, because you are owed the right to be upset about somebody close to you talking badly about you, fair or not. But secondly, I hope it gives you, it relieves a little pressure to know that if this is her thing, everybody knows it's her thing that knows her. So doesn't make it any better as far as she's still talking about you, but you know it about her. She's talking about other people. You know, when she comes to you and talks about Timmy, the cousin, who's such a, you're like a classic her. So I would say you have the right to say something to her, to say, hey, I heard you. You can just say you heard her outside. Hey, I heard you out on the phone talking about me. Like, I couldn't hear all the way. What was going on? Just to bring it up. See what she says. You have the right to do that, obviously. But I would hope that you don't value her words so much to you or other people that you think they really matter, because she's known as someone who spreads a lot of crap. That's what I would say. Amy?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. And there's that saying, you know, just keep it in your back pocket. If somebody else's opinion of you is none of your business. So try not to focus on it too much, even though I know it's hard. And this makes me think of a time where I ended up on a phone call with my husband's side of the family. And I guess they thought they hung up, but they didn't. And they were talking about me. Ooh. And I listened for 12 minutes.
Hang up, though.
Oh, I listened for 12 minutes.
I know, but hang up.
12 minutes. And what did you waiting. Hear?
Yeah, what'd they say?
Waiting. I was waiting for them to say something bad about me. And they never did.
Oh, so this is a brag too. This is a brag too.
No, I was just like, wow, they could have probably said something bad about me right there, but they're just really nice people.
If someone butt dials me and leaves a 6-minute long voicemail, I won't listen to it.
Why?
You won't?
I don't want to know. It's not, I don't get to hear. It's not my right.
Oh, I should have hung up.
Yeah.
You did it 12 minutes.
You just said keep it in your back pocket.
Who knows? Who knows how long I could have kept listening.
And then all of a sudden Amy's like, I'm here. They're like, okay, listen, guys. We're going to take you down to 3rd Street. We're going to kill her.
Oh, God, see?
Guys, I'm here. No. Okay, so in the end here, I hate that she did that. I hate that you heard that. You deserve to feel any of the emotions that you're feeling. You also deserve to confront her. I would encourage it to be mild. But just know that she does that with everyone, so everyone knows she does that. That's it. Dropped it on you. That's the mailbag. Thank you.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
We're always like, what do we watch next? We'll go through all the services and we'll see 10,000 shows. We'll be like, there ain't nothing on. We can't decide anything to watch, and there's everything to watch at this point. And so, but we've started watching the show on Hulu called Captive Audience. And it's about a kid who was seven. He was abducted. And he was raised by this guy for like 7 years.
What?
And so then he comes back home at 14. He escapes with another kid that the guy abducted.
Oh, no.
And so you see his daughter, his mom's talking about the whole story. We're not all the way through it all. But, like, we're in. But we're like, man, if we had kids, this would be a lot harder to watch.
Yeah, for sure.
And so I don't want to say anything about it yet, but it is, it's hard to say it's something like this entertaining, but it's crazy. But they made a movie about it in 1989 where they had actors play the kid because it was such a big story, and the actors come back. It's just it's a crazy, like, docu-series. So that's what we're watching. I would recommend it for where we are now. It's going to be sad, though, I think, because it had kids being abducted and stuff. I think there's some twists coming, but I don't know. Because it hasn't twisted yet.
You haven't Googled anything?
Nothing. Yes. I know nothing about it. But it's called Captive Audience on Hulu. Lunchbox, did you watch it?
Watched it.
Are there any twists? Don't say anything. But is there anything coming that we don't expect?
Yes.
Okay, leave it there.
Okay.
Ugh.
Because even the title of it's like twists. And I'm like, well, we weren't twisted.
Eddie and Amy, don't watch it.
No, I wasn't planning on it.
Why?
I don't want to know anything else about it. But we're watching it, and right now we like it, and it feels like it's not real because it's so crazy.
Okay, well, I'll wait till you're done with all of it.
Okay.
Okay.
Amy, what you got?
Anatomy of a Scandal. Finally, something good is back on Netflix, and I'm obsessed with it. It's so good. My friend told me about it, and it's labeled as a psychological thriller, but it's not like scary in any way, but it's about a big scandal from a parliament guy. So it's over
it's
in
British.
England.
Pass.
No, it's so good.
I don't give a crap about
what?
I don't care about
present day.
Royals.
It's not the royals.
Ugh.
And then what is parliament?
It's Congress.
Okay.
Basically. Right?
Yeah. He's got a loving wife and a family, and then boom, scandal hits.
Is he British?
Yes.
Pass. Okay, next.
That's so good.
USA till I die, baby.
Oh.
All right, next up, Eddie.
Yeah, so in my family, it's just hard to watch something that we can all watch, like the one you recommended. I'm probably not going to watch that. But there's a game show on Netflix, and it's called Is It Cake? It's so good.
Oh, yeah.
Morgan, why are you shaking your head?
It's so bad.
Oh, it is.
It's terrible. It's interesting.
So what is it? What do
they
do?
It's three bakers, and they're competing to make the most realistic cake, and they're making like things like a football helmet. And so they say they make the cake as real as possible, and they put five out, and there's a panel of judges, and the judges have to pick which one is the real cake out of all the helmets.
It's not a good show, though, Morgan, you don't think?
The concept is really good, but the way they did it is just so cheesy, and the host is pretty bad.
The host is pretty cheesy, but as far as...
Is he British?
No.
Okay, I'll watch it then.
American.
Yeah, I'll watch it then.
All right.
They'll have, like, hamburgers, and it's crazy. You can't tell,
man.
The real hamburger from the cake burger.
Okay.
Hey, and the reveal, they get a knife and they're like, let's cut it. And it's like, ooh, can't cut it. Yeah. It's real. Sorry.
Okay, Morgan, your recommendation?
It's on Disney Plus. It's Moon Knight. It's part of the Marvel series, and I really think you'll like this one. You've liked all the Marvel TV shows, but I think this is by far the best one so far.
What's it about?
It's about, it's a new superhero that we have not met yet. He's not been part of the universe up until this point, and he basically has a lot of things going on without giving away too much. He has a lot going on, doesn't really know what's real, trying to decipher it all. And the filming is like every single 5 minutes, there's another twist, there's another turn, and you're like, what is going on? Even I'm like on the next to last episode, and I still haven't figured out like what's really happening behind the scenes.
Okay, so Moonlight.
Moon Knight.
Okay, Moon Knight. Is it cake? Amy, some British bacon show.
Anatomy of a
bacon.
Scandal.
The Queen eats cake.
No.
Well, mine was bacon.
Big Ben rings again.
There's no cake in mine.
All right, whatever. And then mine is apparently going to be real sad, but you figure it's going to be sad. But it's called, I forget what it's called now.
You said Captive Audience.
Captive
Audience. Okay, there's some shows to go watch. Let us know if you like them or don't like them. All right, thank you guys. Bobby Bones here. If you want quality auto coverage at prices you can afford, take a closer look at the General Insurance. For nearly 60 years of quality coverage, call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com today. The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc., an insurance agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30-Second Skinny.
Congratulations to Gabby Barrett and her husband, Cade. They are expecting their second child together. It's a baby boy. Blake Shelton will star in a new celebrity game show called Barmageddon, which pits celebrities against each other in rounds of bar games. Blake will be leading sing-alongs with the audience. The show will air on USA Network. Thomas Rhett talked about what his wife Lauren is like as a mom and partner.
I just watch my wife sometimes. I'm like, I don't know how you do this. I don't know how you do this with such grace. She is, I've said this before, but she's my superhero and somebody that I just get to learn from every day.
I'm Morgan. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Back in 1990, Joyce Lynn sold her 1974 Karmann Ghia. I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
But it sounds fancy. I know nothing about cars. And it was something she regretted because it was a car she really enjoyed. It was just sitting there at the house, and she was like, just sell it. And then when she sold it, she was like, dang it, I wish I had it back. So, knowing how much that lime green car meant to her, her family came together, and they found one. They found a really old one. They rebuilt it. Everything. They had to rebuild the whole thing because apparently this is not a very popular car, and it's kind of a beater, and it's hard to find. So, they rebuilt the thing. Her dad also spent every single day on it for 6 months. She had no idea what was about to happen, but her family had it sitting with other cars at a car show that they stumbled upon. And so she noticed the car. She's like, oh, that's a car just like I had. I've been looking for another one. And she ran over to it. She's like, wow. And they were like, yeah, we actually rebuilt this thing for you. This is yours.
Wow, that's so cool. Isn't that crazy?
I wish I knew things about cars.
Yeah.
I can't fix a car. We have an old Bronco. It's like a 74 Bronco. Had it rebuilt. Some of the old is still there, but the transmission or something kept happening. Mm. And I would push the gas. Driving down the road, I push the gas, as I'm doing like 50, and so I would coast till I got to a place that was so slow, I'd throw it into like that number two gear.
Yeah.
Because it's an automatic, but I could throw it into that low gear, it'd pick back up, and then it'd work again.
Huh. Did you put gas in the tank?
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
I think. That thing is so old, I don't even know that the gas, it works. So we had somebody come look at it. Apparently it is a transmission
issue.
Okay,
good.
Hopefully we get it back in the next few days. But yeah, that's what I love that story. That's so awesome. Cool. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Last week, we had a girl. She's in sixth grade. She called and said, can you get Jason Aldean to come sing with me in a talent show? Which, and people ask me crazy stuff all the time. But I thought because she was in sixth grade, it's a funny story. She'd come on the air. I'd be like, well, he's too famous. He would never do that. Here is a clip of this call.
So I am wanting to contact Jason Aldean because my school might have a talent show, and it's just like our school building. And so I thought of the idea one night that maybe I could get Jason Aldean to come do a duet with me to 1994.
Love that she has big dreams. And so I said, hey, probably not, but you know, maybe I could reach out to him and get him to send you a little something. Well, what happened was Jason Aldean was listening live as we were doing the segment. He texts me and goes, hey, I'm listening. I'll send her something, you know? And I said, hey, can we call you right now? So this is all live on the air. Here's me calling Aldean on my cell phone.
Hello?
Hey, Jason.
What's up?
Hey, so we got Reese who's on the phone. I know you're listening to this, but you're down to cut a really cool video for Reese, right?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I was taking my daughter to school this morning and just thought I'd text you and say, yeah, I'm definitely in for a video. Hopefully she has better luck than I did at my first talent contest. They wouldn't even let me be in it. So I was lip singing to Bon Jovi, Dead or Alive. and let me be a part of it. So yeah, I will definitely send you a video, Reese, and just to kind of set you up. I love that you love 1994 too. That's a fun song.
So it's just a great bit. It all worked out. She was awesome. He was listening, and he was like, "Yeah, I'll go on the air." And he's sending her the video before her talent show to kind of welcome her into the show. So that being said, I probably should have never done this bit because everything I'm getting now through every form of email, Instagram, carrier pigeon, it's like, can you make this happen for me? So here we go. I have six of them. And these are the ones. And I move up to the ones that are harder, okay, to do. So here we go. Number six. Can you send me a video from Chris Stapleton as a wedding gift to my son, telling him how very special he is to me?
Hmm. Okay. He could be listening.
Okay. Number five, can you get Blake Shelton to make a video congratulating my parents on their 20th anniversary and mention one nice thing from every single year they've been married? I'll send them. Okay. This would make their year.
Oh.
I mean, 20 years, that's a big milestone. I get that one.
Give Blake a teleprompter.
Yeah.
Number four, Can you have Luke Bryan bring my daughter on stage and sing to her when we see them in Las Vegas? He can do one of his songs, or we can suggest a song he sing to her.
Oh, wow.
That's not bad.
We can suggest.
I mean, they're already going to be there, so all he has to do is reach down in the crowd and grab her. I mean, it's not that hard.
Number three, I'd like to have Chris Jansen come and perform his song, Bye Mom, at my wedding.
Oh.
Number two, can Carrie Underwood come sing at my graduation at the end of May? I'm her biggest fan, and I think the other students will like it.
I think they would, too.
I think they'd love it.
And number one, if I send you my new song, any way you can take it to George Strait and get him to cut it or do a duet with me?
Oh, wow.
That's a tough one.
Okay.
That's a hard one right there.
Well, for all of you that sent those, I'm making them all come true. I did it. I did it all. Wow. I have a prayer. All of you get your wishes. No, I can't be in the business of that because it will never end. Mm-hmm. Could I do a couple of these? Nah. But do I want to? Yes.
And the Jason thing, it was organic.
We got lucky there.
He was listening and yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
I mean, maybe of that list you just rattled off, some of those people might be listening, and we'll see if they call.
Which one do I think I could do, though, of this list? Here are the ones that let's see. I could probably get Stapleton to do a video.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to, by the way. There's no chance I'm doing this. I could probably do that. Blake Shelton, 20. No, I can't make him do 20.
No.
The video thing, I could probably reach out, Blake, will you say this? And he probably would, but I can't do 20 years and 20 facts. About
That's a lot.
Luke Bryan, bring my daughter on stage and sing a song to her.
Possibly.
I would never, no. I would say, hey, Luke, will you let her in the meet and greet before the show and say hi to her? But I would never say, hey, pull this girl on stage and sing a song.
Oh, I just thought of something, though, where Luke owes you.
Chris Jansen, Bye Mom, at the wedding. Now's not the time,
Amy.
I'm definitely not using this on that. Chris Jansen, Bye Mom. I can't have him come to the wedding. And then
No.
It's only a couple of those could I even do.
Yeah. Oh, the George one, out. Crazy.
What does Luke owe me for?
I don't know if I can say.
Then don't.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to know now.
I did too.
Was it the time he called me frantic during the show?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
I'm not going to say what it is for any reason, but what happened, I was sitting here on the air one day.
Let's just say.
I get a text going, hey, can you talk?
Mm-hmm.
And I was on the air, and it's from Luke Bryan, who knows I'm on the air, and I'm like, hey, I'm on the air. He goes, just let me know when you can talk. And I was like, okay. Then I was like, all right, be back in a minute. Called him. And then, you know.
It was settled.
Yeah.
It was settled.
There's nothing bad. I love it. Nothing bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you all, but I'm not going to grant any wishes.
Okay.
I'm not the genie. I'm glad we could do it that once, but I can't do it now.
Man, Carrie, graduation.
That'd be cool, huh? Spring is finally here, and it's here to stay. And your local Tractor Supply is stocked with what you need to get the most out of your great outdoors, whatever it is. Hello, friends. It is Bobby Bones. I love Tractor Supply because they have everything. You will too. They have a great selection on things like mowers, zero turns, mulch, plants, garden tools. They have trusted brands including Cub Cadet, Scott's, Miracle-Gro, Blackstone Grills. Maybe you need a new grill and more. Plus, if you have an outdoor space that needs a little refresher, Tractor Supply is fully equipped with grills and furniture. You just have to go look. You're going to be amazed. Take your outdoor space to the next level and turn it into your own private oasis by creating a kitchen outdoors with grills, smokers, griddles. Plus, Tractor Supply sells propane refills by the gallon so you can top off your tank for the weekend. Aside from great selection, you're going to love the staff at Tractor Supply. Friendly, helpful, knowledgeable. Also, check out their even broader selection at TractorSupply.com. Shop now online, in-store, or on the Tractor Supply app.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Lunchbox has made a massive change in his life. I'm shocked by what he did, and I'll let you guys guess it. Here are the clues. One, I don't know anybody that does this.
Oh, you don't?
Okay. No, I've seen it on TV.
Okay.
But I don't know anybody that does this, but I've seen it on TV. Two, could be dangerous. Three.
Seen it on TV?
Huh. It affects him physically.
Huh.
So I'm shocked. He's doing it. Morgan, do you know?
I do know.
Okay, don't say anything. All right, well, can you give a clue? Do you want to give a clue? Can you think of another thing that would kind of lead him in a direction?
Because the, like, you've never seen anybody do this.
I don't know anybody that's ever done this.
Okay.
It's an activity.
Maybe I did it as a kid, but it's a kid thing.
Okay, I got it.
What?
Okay, I think maybe as a kid you hunted a lot. He's going to eat raw meat.
No way.
That's interesting. He's going to eat raw meat like raw people meat. On Instagram.
Yeah.
Amy?
He's like doing Beyonce's hula hoop workout.
Nope. So
Bobby didn't do that as a kid.
He hula hooped.
He hula hooped as a kid.
But okay, how about this? He's doing it to save money.
You did that as a kid, and he's doing it. He's riding his bike to work. Is that it?
He's riding his bike.
Gas prices are so high.
That's right, guys. Gas prices are so high.
No.
So your boy here will be riding his bike two or three times a week to work,
and has been,
and I have been.
You
how
have?
Are you getting here? It's so dangerous.
On my bike. That's how I get here.
I said it's dangerous.
The highway.
I have a helmet, and I have a bike. And I strap my backpack on, and I bring a spare change of clothes in the backpack, and I ride, and I'm all sweaty. I wipe my sweaty self off with my clothes that I wore. I hang them on the bike, and then I change into my dry clothes, and I come in here and do the show.
Do you have a light on your bike?
It's dark.
Okay.
Also,
he's going to die.
Are you getting on the
I thought
the
same
highway?
Thing. I thought it was so insane.
No, I don't get on the highway. There's paths and ways. You just go to Google Maps and type in bike, and they give you the best route. And it
how
shows
long
you
does it take you to get to work?
20, 23 minutes.
Oh, my God.
How long did it take you in the car?
About 11.
Wow, you ride fast.
And then how do you feel as you ride?
It's a little weird because you feel the pressure of the cars around you and trying to keep up with the cars.
So you're riding where there are a lot of cars.
Yes. But at the same time, I'm like, this is kind of cool. And I think, man, these people in the car are probably annoyed as crap that I'm sitting here driving in the car lane. Like,
you're in the lane?
You're riding in the car
lane. Well, yes, because if there's not a bike lane, you are a motor vehicle. And so you...
Well...
Really?
Not motor,
yes.
But...
So at a red light, I'm in the first car at the stoplight, and there's cars behind me lined up just going...
So you're in the middle of the road at the stoplight.
Absolutely!
No! Oh, can't you get
I don't know. I don't know the rules, so I'm going to bow out of being yes or no. That just seems weird.
Does he do, like, the L shape for I'm turning left and, like...
No, I just point which way I'm going. If I'm going left, I just point left. If I'm going right, I point right. I don't know this or signals. That.
Oh, does he pick up the pant leg like those people? Like, you know, those people like...
Always... I wear shorts.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you're riding your bike to work, 20, 22 minutes.
Yeah.
Have you had any close calls yet?
Not yet.
And you ride all the way in the lane?
Yeah.
Like a car?
Yeah.
I don't know that that's right.
It can't be right.
It might be right, but it's not safe. You should scoot
over. Well, yeah, because I don't
know. Do you back up traffic a whole lot?
I feel like there are sometimes when
but traffic
like,
can't be that bad when you're riding in.
Do you have mirrors on your bike?
No, not yet.
You need that stuff.
I know. I try to look over my shoulders. And I almost fall sometimes.
Oh
that's
God.
Like, I'm like, and I need a mirror. I realize I'm like, because when I got the bike, they're like, oh, you know, we can put mirrors on it. I'm like, why would I need a mirror?
What about a reflector vest?
Is this a new bike?
It's a new bike.
So you went and bought a bike.
I went and bought a
bike. To save money on gas. So that means you're going to have to do this for a long time to be even.
Yes.
Then to save money.
Yes.
And you plan to do this until?
I don't know. Let's see how it goes.
How long has he been doing it? Two, what?
Like a week and a half.
A week and a half.
Oh my gosh. Dang.
Who knew he was riding his bike to work? Morgan did. Anybody out there did? Scuba? Yeah. Hey, Scuba Steve, our executive producer. What do you think about Lunchbox riding his bike to work?
I don't know, man. I've done it in, like, where it's more densely populated cities like San Francisco. That's fine. But, like, in Nashville where it's all spread out and there's traffic, that's really dangerous. And you're a father of three. I wouldn't be going into work on a bike. Like, it's just right. Just drive the car, dude.
So what's your prediction?
My prediction is that Lunchbox will not be with us till the end of the year.
If he doesn't die or get hit by a car, he's going to fall and scrape his face.
That's what I think. At some point, he's going to hurt himself.
Yes.
He could hit a rock. Lunchbox, do you feel safe doing it?
Yeah, I feel safe. I mean, my wife has me text her when I leave and when I get to work because she goes, just right now, I'm not really, you know, comfortable with it. I'm very nervous. She goes, and eventually I'll get there. Well, you won't have to text me.
Was she pro you getting a bike and riding it to work?
She was excited, but then once I actually did it, I think she was like, you're really going to do this? And I was like, yeah. She goes, when are you going to start? And I was like, tomorrow. She goes, oh, man.
Did you make a run before you made a run?
No. I just went cold turkey.
Well, that's not what cold turkey is, but.
I just went straight into it. I dove in. I went right into the deep end. I bought the bike,
there
and then
go.
Literally the next morning on the path of the school.
Were you nervous you weren't going to be here in time? He's
what,
all over
what
it.
Is he talking about?
Well, whatever this
he's
place
excited,
is called.
He's excited.
And so I ride it, and I'm like, man, maybe one day I can go pick up the kids from daycare on the bike. And my wife's like, no.
I admire you for trying this. I hope it lasts.
Yes. So, I mean, it is crazy, though.
Do you keep deodorant in your bag with you?
No.
No.
I will tell you, it doesn't smell any different. I haven't noticed.
But you didn't say good. You said
just
any
no
difference.
Okay.
I like it. Keep it up.
Hey, so guys, share the road. Beware of cyclists.
He's now an advocate.
Okay.
He starts to be the big...
Share the road.
He would yell. Good. Okay.
I'm
good
worried.
Job, buddy.
Thank you.
I like it. Okay. There you go. Now we know. And watch for him when you drive into
yeah,
work.
Give me a wave. Not a honk. That scares me. Give me a wave.
Not a honk.
You don't text and ride, do you?
No. My phone stays in the backpack.
Nice job, buddy. I've just been told, coming up next hour, an exclusive interview. Someone we've never interviewed on the show before. An exclusive interview. Lunchbox interviews Guy Fieri.
Really?
What? I'm not saying Fidietti. I'm not saying that.
No, that's his
name.
I'm not saying it.
That's how they say it.
Fieri.
No, it's Fieri.
I've heard Fieri.
I'm not saying Fieri. That's not my accent. I can't fake it.
It's Fieri.
It's Guy Fieri.
That's how I've heard it.
I say Fier.
That's how I say
it. But I was with people the other day, yesterday, actually, and they were saying Fieri.
Okay, I also don't say burrito. I say burrito.
Oh, I was wondering, what are you saying
like
there?
A redneck kid from Arkansas.
You say tortilla.
Yeah. Eddie would say...
Guacamole.
Right, and I would say guacamole.
Yeah, there you go. It works.
Well, ask him.
Lunchbox talks to Guy Fieri coming. I can't ask him. It's been recorded already.
I didn't know that. Oh.
You think we're also going to sit back while Lunchbox interview him? Okay. Tractor Supply knows life out here is better with pets. They carry the name brand food, treats, and toys that you trust, plus offer unbeatable pet services like the ability to talk to a vet 24/7 in the app. Visit Tractor Supply with your pet today. The
Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Taking a selfie could help detect Alzheimer's and ADHD now.
What's happening with eyes or?
Yes. So now you can take a picture of your eyes and they can see the whatever, however your eyes are dilated and what they look like. This is technology that's been around through different equipment, but normally you'd have to go in for an appointment and have it done. Well, now the University of California, San Diego say that they've developed a smartphone app that will show the signs by measuring like your pupil size.
Let me look at mine. I'm zooming in now on mine.
You don't have the app.
No,
you have to have the app.
Let me see my eyes. Tell me.
Oh
hold
my
on.
Gosh.
Okay, no, it won't yet. But how amazing.
IBS. I read it in those little.
It saw that in your eyes?
No, it's spelled out with those veins. IBS.
Wow. I once went to this, I don't know if we want to call it a doctor per se.
We won't. If you have to say per se, we won't call it a doctor.
But she looked into my eyes and she said in my left eye, she saw this dot and then asked me if I had pain in my right knee. And I do. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
I know.
That's crazier than me saying I see IBS written in my veins.
Yeah, both crazy.
I know. But I mean,
and mine was a joke, though. Okay, what else?
Bobby, you're recently married. You've got in-laws. How would you describe your relationship with them?
Great.
And their vibe is?
Chill.
Chill, great. Okay, well, great I'm going to run through in-law red flags. And you can go ahead and say if you've encountered any of this.
I have none.
They're not listening.
Go ahead.
They communicate by yelling?
No. Oh they communicate gosh. By hugging and saying they love me and my wife.
Okay.
So the opposite. Also weird to me because I never got that. So yes.
They have no boundaries. They just show up whenever they want and leave whenever they want. Probably overstaying their
welcome.
We're
good there. Yeah, we're good
there. Their jokes and teasing are mean. Like you've got to have tough skin if you're joining their family.
No. Her mom is hilarious because Caitlin's so funny too. Her mom is hilarious and her dad's also very funny, but they are not mean actually.
They criticize in front of you.
Okay, they're none of this.
Let's just talk.
These are just all bad ones, but go ahead.
These are just red flags for everybody to be aware
they
of.
They punch you in the nose. Well,
for fun.
It's like they burned your house down.
And then the last one is they swear in front of you.
Yeah, none of that. I don't think they curse. They don't curse.
They don't at all? That's cool.
Yeah, I don't picture them cursing.
Yeah, no. They're like little angels.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Basically. Yeah.
For now.
When you guys are around.
I'm being told. Yeah. All right, what else?
I have the top 5 country karaoke songs of all time. And now this comes from musicgrotto.com.
Let me think. When you say country karaoke, I would go, yeah, I went down yonder on Chattahoochee.
That's a good one.
Is that on the list?
Nope.
Okay, okay. Oh. I saw the light I've been.
Yeah. Nope.
Bab. No, it's nope. Okay. Well, hold on. Chattahoochee, it's dumb. That's not on there.
For sure.
Well, I mean, all the ones on here are good.
Blame It All.
Of course.
Yeah,
Friends in Low Places is at number 3.
What?
Garth Brooks.
Okay, fine. Oh, okay. How about this one?
I'm about to pinch your nose.
Yeah.
She was always on my mind.
Willie.
There's no Willie.
No. Okay, what do you got?
Okay, and at number 5, This Kiss, Faith Hill.
It's a good song, but top karaoke?
I can picture people singing this
one. Yeah, I can too, but a top karaoke?
And at number 4, John Denver, Take Me Home, Country Roads.
Jam, yeah, that's a good one. And Amy has a confused face, but this is not country to everybody. This is just a fun 70s song about America.
Mm.
And this is also in movies. So people just know this song from like Son-in-Law? The Son-in-Law? With Pauly Shore?
Pauly Shore, that's your reference?
Oh, yeah.
The Whistle.
That one. Yeah. Maybe, what's the other one?
Thank God I'm a Country Boy.
That's probably the one. Yes, but what else?
Well, I told you 3, Friends in Low Places. And then in at number 2, Taylor Swift, Love Story. And the number 1 song, I don't know that people should really do.
Was it sad?
No, but they're not going to, they
summer,
can't do it.
But an old lady hooking up with a teenager?
I used to work for her
that summer.
No. She,
her hands went from leather to...
Oh, gross. They just can't live up to it. It's Dolly Parton, I Will Always Love You.
Yeah, chill, guys. This and Whitney, chill.
Don't try it.
Stop it. We should have a list of songs people shouldn't sing. Like, maybe tomorrow we do that.
That's funny.
Okay.
List of karaoke songs. Under no circumstance should you sing. And if you do sing it and you don't do a good job, you're banned for a month from all karaoke. All singing. Everywhere. You can't even sing alone. Yes. All right, is that it, Amy?
Yeah, maybe. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's a senior, Hayden Reinhart, in North Carolina. She's about to graduate high school. Just a list of a few of her accomplishments. Graduating with a 4.05 GPA, so above. And she's earned 21 varsity sports letters.
Wow.
And by the way, she did all this while beating leukemia.
Wow. I mean, that's the big one there.
Yeah.
That third one. And then she still did all that.
Yeah. When she realized she was kind of on a roll to earn all these varsity letters, she just kept going. She was like, I really enjoy sports and everything. And I mean, all of her coaches are just so incredibly proud of her.
That is a great story. And that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for being here. Let's go over to Amy and get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
What do you call a knight who is afraid to fight?
What do you call a knight who's afraid to fight?
Surrender.
Surrender.
That was the morning corny.
I haven't heard this yet, but I'm being told this could be on the list of Lunchbox's most cringiest moments. I thought how you told me that you set up an interview with Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
And that you talked about food and life and we were going to play it back, but that's not what happened?
No, that's not what happened. I got an insider tip that he was opening a chicken restaurant in town and that he was going to be dropping by the chicken restaurant. So, I mean, you know me. If he's going to be there, I'm going.
So you go. Was he there?
And, he was there, and there was a lot of people there. Like, news cameras, everything.
Oh, okay.
And, I mean, talking bodyguards, like four guys in suits.
So was it like a press day?
I don't know if it was a press day.
It was a press day, so everybody's told. Yeah, Scuba?
Yeah, it's a press day. He was in town filming stuff for Dinah Dives and Drives and all that, and they're doing a press thing about his chicken restaurant.
Okay.
And so I was like, man, well, I got to go. And so I went to get an interview.
So what are the... I went to get an interview because I got to go. Doesn't sound
but he had promising. No like press credentials?
No, I just had me in a t-shirt and shorts and flip-flops. Okay. And just walked in with my iPhone. Okay. Nothing official. Just really just walked into the chicken restaurant and just planted myself against the wall. And boom, I hid behind the TV cameras.
Okay, when you have to hide to get an interview, this also. Hey, Mike, can I read where it says off-air note? Can I read that on the air? Or no? Scuba?
That's just context for you. That kind of gives everything away.
It does?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, so I'm going to hit the clip. What do I need to say before I play the clip?
I mean, let's just say that he was he was about to do some stuff.
Why do we say let's just say?
Why does he do this?
Just say.
He was about to do stuff for TV. Like, they had all the news channels there, and I was like, you guys, wait. I got my stuff.
And he didn't know you were talking.
He had no idea who I was.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Make sure you're listening to the Bobby Bones Show. We're on a hunt.
I don't know who you are, but you are in my face more than anybody. So, at least explain to me who you are.
My name is, I'll tell you.
No, I know who Bobby Bones is. I don't know who you
are. I'm Lunchbox. I'm on the morning show. We're on
Lunchbox, you better be legit. If you're in my grill about all this, I'm going to find the governor.
Listen, I am 100% legit. We are on 175 markets all over, baby. Let's go.
All right. What do you want?
Hey, just make sure you're listening. This is Guy Fieri, and you're listening to Bobby Bones.
I get my name right. Get my name right there.
Got it.
There you go.
I know.
Just got it wrong. So this is Guy Fieri. Don't listen to Lunchbox because he gets my name wrong every time. But you know what I'm listening to? The Bobby Bones Show. Now come on, Lunchbox.
Oh no.
Whoa, what about that? Got him to do a liner for the show.
I'm embarrassed at my name.
It's okay, it wasn't you.
Hey, I know, but
it's like I'm sending
that?
Out my henchmen.
It's
like I'm one of the villains in Marvel sending out one of the guys to beat up the superhero.
And he knows you. He said, I know who Bobby Bones is.
Wait, guys, were you not impressed?
No.
That I thought, hey, let me get a liner from him. Like, he has his back to me, and I just go up and I start tapping him on the
cringing.
Shoulder.
My guts are cringing on that
But how is that? How is that a liner? Because it wasn't very clean.
Does it get worse? No, added to the list. Oh, you added to the list of the cringiest moments?
Oh, my
gosh. Which we'll do maybe later today or tomorrow.
No, I don't understand. You didn't think that was good?
No.
Hey, when he said you were all up in his grill, like, what are you doing?
And
he's
I tapped him on the shoulder.
Oh,
like,
hey,
man, you touched him?
And I said, hey, say you're listening to the Bobby Bones Show.
Okay.
I was trying to get him to say that he listens to the Bobby Bones Show. I thought that was cool. Like, you know how you say, oh, this is Jason Aldean, you're listening to the Bobby Bones Show. I thought it'd be cool to have Guy Fieri do it.
I like that you're trying to say his name to his accent.
Yeah. Well, because I said it wrong, and he goes, get my name right.
Oh, gosh.
Ugh. Okay.
So then...
And why are you saying more? How many markets we're in?
Yeah, that's why? Too. If you're like...
No, he's like, are you legit? I'm like, dude, we're way legit.
But they don't under... That doesn't
but I don't even think that number's
yet.
Right, honestly. And I think you're just yelling a number.
I am.
Right.
Yeah, sound big.
I think it's more than
it
that.
It is. And then, you don't need
oh,
to
it
yell,
is?
Like,
it's more than that? I should say more. I'll write that down next time.
But also, he's in syndication, and he's probably
he's
in like
massive.
Every so market then, in the world.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So he appreciates syndication. He understands big time.
Okay. Let us play the next clip.
Okay, can I describe the scene now?
Okay.
He is standing against a wall.
Let's just say.
No. Let's talk about it. So he's about to take questions from all these cameramen, like local news stations. I'm like, they're going to ask dumb questions. So I just turned around the iPhone, started selfie mode, and I did an interview with him, me and him, without the news cameras.
Did he know you were doing
that? No. Okay. I just started yelling at him.
Okay.
All right, go.
I'm hanging out with Guy. You guys don't believe me and Guy are best friends, right, Guy? Best friends.
Hoo, hoo, hoo. This guy is out of control.
No, I'm just excited.
You have your dishwasher shift that starts in a half hour.
I know. That's why I got to get out of here quickly, but I wanted to make sure everybody knew we're friends. We're friends, right?
Bring it out.
Say, we're friends.
Do not start this.
Lunchbox and Guy are good friends.
Lunchbox is out of control. Now, you all know that.
But Guy, my question is, okay, look, if you want to come to my house and cook Mother's Day and get me out of the doghouse, how much would it cost?
Okay. See, how much do you already owe me from the last one? The $7,500 you owe me from the last one, so probably with another 70, it's gonna be up there around $20,000, Lunchbox.
That's cool.
Hey, no two-party out-of-state check again.
No, hey, no problem. Can you change the kids' diapers also while we're there? He's out on that.
What?
And that's when the security guard came up and said, okay, you're done, sir.
Oh, no.
And you got kicked out?
Yeah.
Nice. Change diapers.
How
it's like poor
great
guy,
was
poor
that?
Poor guy doesn't want, he's trying to be a super nice guy and play along so you can get, they can remove you. And he's like just trying to joke. And it's really not, you're not presenting him a good canvas to joke back to. And then you're like,
that was brutal.
I mean, how great was that?
No.
And I thought they would give me some of the chicken guy chicken when I was on my way out, but they didn't give me any chicken.
Yeah, you weren't walking out on your own power, though. They don't usually give parting gifts
you
to people. They have to...
escorted.
Yeah, they don't throw you out the door and give you a gift bag.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Right. Thanks for causing a ruckus. Sorry we had to kick you out. Here's some chicken.
That's true.
That
his
ain't never
vibe
happened.
Was like... It's like he was sending a message to his team. This guy's out of control. Ha, ha, ha. Like, that means get him.
How
out of here.
Great was that?
I don't know.
That's not the word I would
it
use.
It wasn't great, man.
That's not the word.
Really?
Well, thank you for this exclusive interview. I wonder if we submit it for like an ACM if we'll win. You know, behind the scenes, biggest interviews.
But you don't think Guy had fun?
No, I think he was quite annoyed and was a great sport about it.
I mean, because I will be honest, one of the news cameras was like, hey, man, you're in my shot. You're in my. I'm like, I don't care about your shot.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not worried about you.
You got him, buddy.
I got me and Guy here. Me and Guy are having
your
a one-on-one.
Hey, Guy, we're best friends, right?
Right,
Guy?
And I got him to give me daps. In the video, you'll see him give me daps. It, man, hard-hitting interview.
Wow.
Lunchbox, thank you. Guy Fieri, I don't know if you'll ever hear this, but thank you.
And sorry.
For not killing him.
We apologize.
And very sorry about that you had to go through that. That is something else.
But Diners, what is it again?
And go to Guy's Chicken.
Yeah, Chicken Guy.
Chicken Guy? Oh, I get it. Chicken Guy. Like, mm-hmm. I'm a Chicken Guy.
Diners, Dives, and Drive-Ins. That show's pretty good.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
really,
really
good.
Guy.
Sorry.
Really
good. I mean, really good.
Maybe just a little moderate. All right, that's it. Lunchbox, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Scrolling through social media, it can be fun, but it can also expose you to con artists. Always be on the lookout for identity thieves who want your personal and financial information so they can open accounts in your name. And never socially share if you're going to be gone from home for an extended period of time, because thieves will see that and may try to come and break into your house, right? It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Your personal information gets exposed so often, making it dangerously easy for a cybercriminal to steal your identity. Protecting your identity can be easy with LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats that you may not spot on your own. Always be on the lookout for identity thieves. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can help protect what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using the promo code BONES. 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. promo code BONES for 25% off.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if no. You know enough right now, and if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk to Amber. Oh, we lost Amber right when we came on the air. She's waiting for like 20 minutes. All right, Amber, call back if you'd like. Thank you guys for being here. 877-77-BOBBY. That's phone number. Let's talk about the weekend because we had our iHeart Country Festival. It was awesome. We can tell you about the music stuff later. But there was a St. Jude event, Lunchbox. And apparently there were like 7 or 8 people total there. That's what I heard, right?
Yeah.
Like it was very intimate.
Yeah, it was a breakfast.
Yeah. For our show, we work with them a lot. And so you went.
Yes.
Who told me this story?
I did.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Then I'll just let you take it.
Well, I mean, it was nothing, you know? It's like we're at a breakfast, St. Jude people there, like you said, seven people total, very intimate. We're talking about just how we can help St. Jude in the future, and here comes Lunchbox, shows up with two buddies. Two dudes, who knows? Maybe he met them the night before. He shows up, he's like, hey, this is Greg, and this is Bill. Like, what?
Go ahead. I don't know anything about this, though.
Well, look, I mean, yes, they scheduled a breakfast for me, but I'm in Austin. I don't have time to see my friends. I'm there to work, but I'm also there to see friends. So when you got to kill two birds with one stone, hey, guys, I'm going to a breakfast. You want to come? Yeah, let's go. So they came to breakfast with me. What's the big deal?
I don't know that there was a big deal. I just heard it was a really small breakfast for just a few people to talk about the future.
Yeah.
And you showed up with two buddies.
I mean, the waiter acted like I totally inconvenienced his life because he was like, well, you guys only said for 10, and this makes 11. I was like, well, can we not pull up a chair right here on the end? He was like, no, that doesn't work, sir. So we had to squeeze in on the bench an extra person or whatever. I guess you call it a bench. But
could
yeah.
your two buddies just not have breakfast like 5 feet away at a small table?
Right.
While you guys just do the work and then go back?
The whole point is us to sit and catch up.
No, that's not to sit and catch up. That's...
Yeah, I mean...
It's work.
And well, you were going just for work. It wasn't about you have it going home.
Right, but if I'm going to go to my hometown where I grew up, I mean, you got to give me some friend time. And so... This was a perfect opportunity to have friends come to breakfast, hang out.
I wouldn't say it was a perfect opportunity to have friends come to breakfast. Probably. You could have done it right after breakfast. Anyway, I don't care.
Or before.
I don't care. I just thought it was funny. It was a Scuba, what'd you think about this?
So the best part is, as he rolls in, he's like, hi, guys. Hi, I'm here. Sorry, I'm late. I got two really big St. Jude supporters with me. Scoot on down. Get on in there. And he forces everyone to scoot down, and he scrunches up against someone who works for St. Jude and puts a lot of hard time into it, Anna. And I just felt so awkward and so bad. And I was the person, like, I ordered and got the hell out of there because I was like, I don't want to be a part of this. This is weird.
So his... entrance was, I brought two supporters, yes. his buddies.
Yes, and they were nice guys, so nothing against them. I think they also felt kind of like, oh my God, why are we here? Why did he invite us to this? This is not for us.
So not only did he roll in late, but yeah, he had the
But he
buddies.
Brought two big supporters. Mm-hmm.
Big supporters.
I didn't even know what they were going to.
Donor.
Did they pay, who paid for their breakfast?
Oh, it was all in one bill. Oh, I don't know who paid. We
so
didn't
St.
pay.
St. Jude paid for your buddies to eat at the hospital?
Yeah. I mean, I felt like it was them saying, thank you for all you do for St. Jude. You raise a lot of money for us.
Do your friends raise money for St. Jude?
No, I do.
Like,
we do. Oh we do. As
are
a group.
You do?
But your friends who are big supporters, how do they support?
Oh, they support me, which in turn supports St. Jude. Okay. And they. Okay.
Hey, Amber in Alabama.
I think it's weird.
Amber... You know what? I don't care. I just think it's funny. I don't care. Amber in Alabama, you are on the show. Thank you for calling back.
Good morning, everyone. Okay, so I just had a question. Are y'all, like, collectively as a studio embarrassed by some of the things that Lunchbox interviews people for on the fly?
Yes. I don't know if embarrassed is the word. He's been himself for years at this point, mm-hmm. but sometimes... mm-hmm. If something is so awkward, like Scott's Tots on The Office, that's a really cringy episode. I love it, but it's hard for me to watch sometimes because he promises these kids he's going to send them all to college when they're in like second grade. And then they're graduating and he can't pay for it and he's got to go tell them. You're like, ooh, I don't want to watch this. But it's that kind of feeling. So when he's interviewing Guy Fieri a minute ago, except he's just screaming at him across the restaurant, it's like, oh man, I don't want to have to hear this, but we do. And it's expected, so I don't know that embarrassed is the word. You kind of know what you're getting, right?
Yes.
My thing. Would she rather just not have Guy Fieri on the phone or on the show? Because without that, we wouldn't have him on the show.
It's kind of embarrassing when you go to the St. Jude thing with extra buddies. Like, that real life stuff's probably more embarrassing than,
and
like, radio stuff.
100% associated with us. So,
or when he goes into a restaurant, tries to use my name to get in.
Right.
And he's like... I work on the Bobby Bone show. I should get in first. I'm like, no, don't do that. That kind of stuff does, but on-air stuff, not so much.
I was just curious.
Okay, well, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for answering my question.
All right, see you later.
I mean, I don't understand what... Like,
What happened at the after party?
The after party, okay.
I heard Country Festival, by the way, this weekend. It was great. Go ahead.
I'm all excited. After party, let's do this. Yeah! No free drinks. What? No free drinks? We just worked all weekend. We're celebrating this big event, and you're not paying for our drinks? That's not even called an after party. It's called, hey, let's go to the bar, and you pay for your own drinks. It's not even an after party.
What about the free breakfast you got, though? That kind of made up for the fact.
For three people.
No, like, that wasn't paid for by the company.
But also, was it really an after party? Yes, in the hotel lobby?
No, everybody kept saying, oh, the after party is here. So I thought we had the bar reserved, no. Like it was going to be free drinks, open bar. I did invite some friends.
Hey, here we go.
And no, we had to pay for our own drinks. It's like, what is the point of an after party if it's not free drinks? It's kind of a disrespect to us, the workers.
I don't know that it was an official after party. I think it was like, let's just go after the show and everybody go hang out.
Yes, there was a wedding party also there.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I was told it's our after party. When you tell me it's our after party, there is no one else allowed. It's a VIP, rope it off, the bar, the drinks will be flowing. Instead, it's like, hey, get your wallet and come hang out. No, don't need to bring my wallet to an after party usually. Pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's a bad look on a company.
Did you? Oh, it is.
It's a bad look. It's yes. Everybody is like, what? Like, we're paying for our drinks? This is just...
You mean your friends?
No. By everybody, the nine people you probably bought?
It was disrespectful to us.
Okay.
I never knew there was an official after party. I knew there were people going to the bar back at the hotel.
I think there was. Yeah. I think as we just got back there and we're going up to our rooms, like, you realized, oh, there's a bunch of work people hanging out here at the bar, the lobby bar.
You guys must not be on the ends, because everywhere backstage, hey, you going to the after party? You're going to be at the after party?
The ends? How in was it if there wasn't an after party?
No, that's what I'm saying. Everybody was talking about the after party. For you guys just to find out when you're walking into the hotel, that means you're not on the in crowd.
Oh, okay.
Mary in Texas, you're on the show. Appreciate you calling. Mary, how's it going?
Good. How are y'all?
Doing pretty good. What can I do for you?
So I just wanted to call and say, because I went to the iHeart Country Festival this weekend because I won tickets. And I just want to say that, Amy, first, you're absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
You looked amazing. You're welcome. And Lunchbox, I don't know, like, it's so funny because I've never seen a picture of you or, like, what you look like, and you do not look like what you sound on the radio. And I just thought it was so funny, like, you have such a deep voice, and you're such a small person, and I just thought it was kind of funny.
I don't know what you mean by a small person.
Like a squirrel? I mean, size of a squirrel?
What do you consider a small person?
We've been calling him squirrel for a few weeks now.
I'm basically 6 feet tall.
Basically. No. Mm-hmm. What's he say all the time before he starts the story?
Oh,
let's just say.
Let's just say I'm 6 foot.
There's nothing small about that.
Okay.
No, I'm just like, I don't know. You have such a deep voice for, I don't know. I just was expecting you to be taller and, like, a little bigger, I guess. I don't know.
Scrawny little dude.
What's the one word you would use to describe? What's the word you would use to describe him physically?
I don't know.
Hot?
No.
I don't even know.
Stud?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, stud. Okay. All right, Mary. Thank
you. A small stud.
A small stud.
That's two words.
Oh, no.
All right, Mary. Appreciate you.
Yeah, y'all have a good day.
All right, bye-bye. Festival is awesome. Eddie says he has a new favorite artist.
Oh, Lainey Wilson.
Yeah.
100%. I mean, I've always liked her, but, dude, after that performance, she's just unbelievable. She went up with a guy on an acoustic guitar and her with an acoustic guitar and just killed it. Like, how many people were out there?
And did this song here. Up a good thing. That's the first time you'd seen her perform?
Yeah, it's the first time I've seen a lot of them perform. Like, we see them here.
Right.
You know, but not in front of, like, all those people.
So you've never seen Lainey perform in front of, like, thousands of people?
No.
How about the time that she played with us at the Ryman in front of thousands of people?
Yeah, 2,000, 1,500.
But she performed, like...
I get it, and we sang a cover of Queen. Cover. You walked me into that. I knew you were doing something.
I'm just saying, just perform with Eddie,
Eddie doesn't remember that.
No, but it's just cool to see her grow. And I feel like when she got up there and started talking about her story and where she comes from, everyone just related to her and just said, let's go.
Yeah, she's awesome.
It was so cool.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Back in 2002, Sophia Teal, she started working at an orthodontist office. And she was an intern. So she started there, worked her way up slowly to becoming a dental assistant. She's been there for 20 years, Bones. So the doctor said, I'm going to do something special for Sophia. She's been one of my best employees. So she gathered all the staff and they gifted her $20,000.
Wow.
But 1,000 at a time. They're like, here, Sophia, here's 1,000. Oh, wow. Thank you. Here's two. Here's three.
Wow.
1,000 for the 20 years she's worked there. Pretty amazing.
I wonder at what point she started to go, this might be 20.
Probably.
Did she look around and think everybody that has 1,000?
Yeah.
That almost feels like when everybody gives their jersey to the coach because they want Rudy to play.
Yes, I want him to play in my place.
I want him to play
coach.
In my place, coach.
Yeah.
Here, no, coach, I want to play in my place. Lays the jersey down. Then we find out that whole story's bullcrap, but it was awesome for the movie.
It was so good.
It was so good. All right, great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, what's happening? Let's get over to the most important segment of the day. Time for your big stories.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Authorities say they arrested a passenger at O'Hare International Airport in Chicago after he opened the emergency exit on a flight that had just landed, walked onto the wing, and then slid onto the ground. That's crazy that somebody just did that.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know what I would do.
I don't know.
Because he's not hurting anybody, so I probably wouldn't tackle him. I'd probably just get my phone out and record that one. Chicago police say the man was on a United Airlines flight that had just arrived from San Diego. The airliner was taxiing to the gate, and the man left his seat and just opened the emergency door. Like, nobody went crazy. Police officers arrested the impatient passenger after they confronted him on the ground. They were not affected, really, other airport operations. And they're like, well, okay, let's just continue our day. But it came just a few weeks after a guy who was not a passenger climbed onto the wing in the same airport and was naked.
Oh.
Okay.
So that's a thing there at UPI.
Interesting.
That's from UPI. But just that somebody would open that door and could get out so easily still is crazy.
Yeah.
Because you're not flying, obviously. So it's probably not as severe of a charge.
Right.
You know the guy who tackled Dave Chappelle didn't even get a felony.
Really?
Had the fake gun with the knife in it.
Yeah. No, that's not good.
Didn't even get a felony.
It's a bad precedent.
Yep.
I mean, to see his arm after they stomped it out. Hey, he got what he deserved. That I didn't mean to look at it. Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it. It's going the wrong direction.
Mm. Yeah, the arm looked like it was Mr. Potato Head, but put on the wrong way.
Oh, it shouldn't bend that way.
It's terrible, man. But I couldn't believe that he tackled him on that stage with a weapon and no felonies. Another story here. A former Arizona sheriff's deputy has been arrested for crashing weddings and stealing gifts. Landon Earl Rankin was arrested in Arizona on Thursday for crashing the weddings and stealing the happy couple's presents.
What?
Rankin would allegedly pose as a guest at the weddings and then steal the boxes, or more so cards. The boxes at the two Phoenix area weddings he charged with stealing contained between $3,000 and $6,000 each. During the investigation, police say there were at least 11 other similar incidents that they believe he could be responsible for. Boy, he was making bank sliding into weddings. He told officers he was at the weddings to hear the vows because he was going through a divorce.
Oh my.
That was his excuse.
I mean,
not bad.
It depends how sad he's been acting.
Stop.
That's from Fox News, but that is crazy. So I can give you the update on the inmate and the corrections officer that escaped. Do you know
it's
the last?
Crazy.
I've been watching them like show cars and identify the cars. I saw the red, like the Honda. Or
yeah, it was abandoned like 20 minutes from our studio.
It was that close to here?
Wait, here?
Yeah, Williamson County, right down the road. Guys, it was just, and they think it had mechanical issues, so they had to ditch it, and they don't know how they got another vehicle. They're trying to figure that out, and they said that this was very well planned out, and she used her information as a corrections officer that she knows how they go about searching step by step, so it's been very difficult to find any trace of them.
If you missed the story, I guess early last week, this guy's like 6'9". He was in jail for a lot of things, but also was up for possible murder. Right?
Yeah, he was facing a murder charge.
Murder suspect. She was retiring.
Well, she retired so she could go on the run. She made it seem like the day before she went on the run is when she put in her quote-unquote retirement papers, and boom, out of there.
She
sold her house.
She escorted him by himself, just him and her, which
is illegal.
She
was a prison guard.
And then she left. They ran off together. They've been having a romance. So they've been looking for him. He looks like a mixture of John Hamm and Jim Halpert from The Office. Like if they were to smash them together, like a 6'9".
Yeah.
But so it still says here, there's no sign that murder suspect Casey White, 38, and her, 56, are still in the area of Williamson County, but that this is one of the areas where we live now that they possibly could be.
Where's the prison? Where are they from?
Alabama.
So they're going north.
They were last seen. Where were they last?
She was seen that morning at a hotel, and then they were seen driving like on a security camera by the courthouse. But that's it. Nowhere else. They haven't been seen or heard because she sold her house for $95,000, and they think she has all that in cash.
If they're listening right now, what would you like to say to them?
High.
They could be.
I don't know.
Not on anything.
No,
come
no.
on, Lunchbox.
Not high.
Turn yourselves
you can say
in.
Anything.
Anything.
Yeah.
I would say, this is what I would say.
Leave me alone. Leave everybody alone. Just
say,
you guys take yourself and stay in the
eventually
woods.
Eventually, you're going to be caught. And when that happens, just be thankful for the time you had together, but don't hurt anybody else.
Yes. Yeah. His former lawyer said that he thinks that that guy will never go back to jail.
He thinks he'll kill himself. I saw that too.
Oh. He'll either kill himself or he's going to make the police do it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Because they're probably listeners. The area.
And they're in the area for sure.
Yeah. So even that part of Alabama, great ratings there. So I would say just be happy. Like Dr. Seuss said, don't be sad because it's over. Be happy because you had that time or something like that.
It is crazy. I just can't imagine that they are that good that they have no clue where they went. Not a speck of an idea.
I don't know. You're being awfully suspicious, and it could be at your house.
And also,
as much as he's like excited about it, and like,
you don't know
listen,
where they are.
I'm hiding in plain sight. I'm on this act like I don't know anything about it.
I'll be honest. It's the first thing I Google every single morning when I wake up because
really?
I want to know the update. Yes, because this is so crazy to me that some woman that is a normal, like, person, been working there for 17 years, all of a sudden is just in love with an inmate, and he's serving 75 years, and he's up for murder, and she falls in love with him. I just can't fathom how that happens, so I'm very intrigued by the story.
Not a blemish on a record.
Nothing. Not one complaint.
Well, all the first time for everything, but
yeah, this woman's also in her 50s, so it's not, yeah. I mean, you say that, if you're going to make bad decisions like that, you probably will have made them before age 50.
It's love, right, though?
Right.
I think her husband died.
Yeah.
If I'm guessing, her husband died. She's probably super sad. She found something with this guy.
But they've had a relationship. The husband, I mean, I think the husband probably got
sick though.
Yes, because he just died in like January, but this relationship's been going on for 2 years.
Didn't he have Alzheimer's?
I think it was Parkinson's.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah.
Yes. And so do you think this inmate brainwashed her, or do you think she was just looking for someone to show her attention?
I don't know about brainwashing. I think she's probably very vulnerable.
Okay.
And probably liked the attention and love that she felt she was getting.
Yeah, and if she was the caregiver for her husband for a long time, like, there's a whole grief process, and, you know, it does a lot to people.
Also, he's 6'9", and some girls are like, do I like him, or is he just tall? You know?
Yeah.
So there's that story. Sam Hunt and his wife called off their divorce. All signs point to reconciliation, according to TMZ. According to legal docs obtained by TMZ, Sam's wife asked the court to dismiss the divorce case last month, and the judge signed off.
Wow.
It looks like the divorce is really called off this time. There's more evidence. He's been wearing his wedding ring again. That's what it is. There's that story.
That's great.
All right. A woman allegedly comes back to life during her own funeral. From OddityCentral.com. Dozens of people taking part in the funeral in Peru were shocked after the woman being laid to rest allegedly started banging on the casket from the inside.
I mean, what in the
world? I would think it was a prank. I'd be like, where are those three guys from? What, international joke? What are they called?
Impractical jokers.
Yeah, whatever it's called. Yeah, I'm like, where are those dopey dudes? Last month, Rosa Isabel Cepedas Calica, a 36-year-old woman from Peru, and her brother-in-law were all involved in a serious car accident. And so they gather to lay her body to rest. However,
dude,
how long do they wait after the car wreck? Is it like 2 hours?
I don't know, dude. They said she opened her eyes and she was sweating.
Oh.
I would love to be at a funeral like
no,
that.
No, you would
no.
not.
I'd be pulling beards off people to see if they were dressed up. Like trying to fake me out. And finally, NASA wants to send nudes to space to attract aliens. NASA is planning on launching nude images into space as part of its latest attempt to make contact with intelligent life in the universe. However, the proposed unsolicited pictures won't be graphic photographs of actual naked humans. Instead, they are basic anatomical drawings of a man and a woman accompanied by a depiction of DNA. Okay, so if nothing happens from this, they shoot it up and nothing is ever seen, right? Waste of time. If they shoot it up and it is seen and they kill us, bad use of time. So this is just not a positive.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Is this to bait them?
Yes. It's basically a worm on a hook.
Oof.
Then why would you not send a hottie?
Well, I don't think they would probably think if,
it's
like
hot.
If you see a naked dog, he turned on?
Yeah.
Oh, please say no.
A naked dog?
Please say no.
Yeah,
because we're different.
It depends.
They're not attracted to the same thing.
How do you know they're not attracted to us?
If they are even there.
They would see, I mean, if they saw a hottie and they were like, wow, like you send them Jennifer Lawrence, they'd be like, whoa, okay.
I'm on my way.
Cron.com.
Okay,
thank you. That's the news.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
All right, let's talk to Beth in South Carolina, who's on the phone. Hey, Beth.
Hey, Bobby Bones.
What's happening?
I want to weigh in on the love that you guys say that this guy has for this girl, and I'm just crying bull on that.
We're talking about the girl to the guy. We know his motivation is just to get out of jail, or we think that. We're talking about her to him, not him to her.
Well, then she's an idiot. I'm just saying, right?
Or she's extremely vulnerable.
Right.
Sometimes people can have things happen in a life where they don't make as what we'd say intelligent of a decision because there are things, there are factors in their life that causes them to act certain ways.
You know what, Bobby? You are such a good human. And I say, you guys crack me up every morning. I listen to your show. You crack me up every morning. I've never listened to a radio show, but you are, you're a good, good human. You really are. You're a good human.
I want to argue with her, but I guess I
don't.
Won't.
No, okay, don't.
I won't.
Wait, because he can, just in general from listening, or because he can, like, you know, try to see the other side of, you know, this woman actually not being an idiot.
Just from listening, he's always positive, upbeat, and always looks at the good side, even when Lunchbox rains on his parade. Right.
He does do a lot of raining, I'll be honest. Yeah. Well, thank you, Beth. I appreciate that.
You have a great day. All right. Every morning. Morning, studio.
Morning.
She walks out on that. Yeah. That's funny. All right, Beth, have a good day. Which, by the way, speaking of raining on my parade, I speak on Saturday at the Arkansas graduation.
Here we go.
As I get my whole degree there.
You're not going to back out?
My honorary doctorate. Why would I back out?
Because you know you don't deserve it.
All right.
Is it going to be streamed?
I have no idea.
Oh.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
I don't know. But I'm not going to back out.
You already.
And we'll leave it there. Come back in a second. We'll do two things. One, can you guess the actors who tried music? I have them singing.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
So we'll do that. And we'll also talk about iHeart Country Festival. I am declaring somebody the winner. I know it wasn't a competition.
The winner of iHeart.
I am declaring a winner of iHeart Country Festival. Enjoy more sunshine and less time in the checkout line with HelloFresh, delivered right to your door. Try the sweet heat shrimp tempura bowls or garden spinach ricotta ravioli. Go to HelloFresh.com/bone16. Use the code bone16 for 16 free meals plus 3 gifts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to play a song from somebody who's not known for music. Can you guess who the person is? So I'll play you the clip straight up. And if you can guess it without multiple choices, you get 2 points.
Okay.
Ooh.
Or you can go, I'll take the multiple choices for 1 point.
I like this.
Okay, Amy's first. Amy, here's the clip. It's called I Know I Got Skills. Says his name in the song. You think you can dodge that?
It goes like, I think, a couple sentences before it does it.
Okay, here we go.
I got a hand that'll rock your cradle. Cream you like cheese, spread you on my bagel. Oh, you jealous punks.
There you go. Can you name that?
He doesn't sing. He sounds like he sings.
He's rapping.
I know. He sounds like a rapper. Okay. I need multiple choice.
All right. Is it Charles Barkley, Shaq, or Deion Sanders? Here it is again.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I got a hand that'll rock your cradle. Cream you like cheese, spread you on my bagel. Oh, you jealous punks can't stop.
Who's the first one?
Charles Barkley.
Okay. Okay. Charles Barkley.
That's incorrect.
Dang it.
Oh, really?
Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh. I thought
you play it again?
I got a hand that'll rock your cradle. Cream you like cheese, spread you on my bagel. Oh, you jealous punks can't stop my dunks. The brand
like good job. I knew it said his name in there. Good job. The dunk. Well, yeah. Could have been Charles Barkley, though. All right, Lunchbox. Can you name the singer here? Go ahead.
I mean, I'm not going to add, like, I'm going to try to guess without multiple choice, because, I mean, that sounds like the original Evanescence.
Well, it's not Evanescence.
I know, but that's what it sounds. I'm like, wow, that sounds normal.
It is normal.
Yeah.
This actor is in a famous group, so that you do know the song.
Oh.
Yeah. So here's multiple choice. No, you've already said multiple choice.
Dang it.
Is it A, Jared Leto, B, Robert Pattinson, or C, Keanu Reeves?
Oh, man.
I thought you knew it.
Well, once you said they were in a big band, it had to be Jared Leto.
Okay.
Because he's in a big band. I don't know if Keanu and the other guy are in a big band.
Keanu definitely is in a band.
So I'm going with Jared Leto.
Okay, Keanu's in a band called Dogstar.
Oh.
Familiar with that?
Nope.
Jared Leto is in 30 Seconds to Mars, and that's this right here, 1 point.
Oh, yeah!
It's a hit for them. Like a real life song.
Yeah, big hit.
All right, Eddie.
Come on.
Here's the clip. You can tell me if you want to guess for 2 points or go to the multiple choice. Also a hit back in the 80s or so.
Yeah. I remember this one. Gosh, I don't know who sings it, though. I'll take multiple choice.
Is that Jamie Foxx, Chris Tucker, Eddie Murphy.
Right there, give me Eddie Murphy.
It's Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so you guys have one each. Amy.
I don't have a point.
That's correct, that's your turn again.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go.
There's my heart won. No, my heart won. No, my heart just won't stop loving you.
Okay.
Can you name that actor?
I'm going to go with Kris Kristofferson.
So you want multiple choice?
I don't. I just, listen. I like to catch it, up here.
That's incorrect.
Who is it?
That is Kevin Costner.
Oh, that's it. Costner. Same.
All right, next up, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
This song is called Man Like Me.
Hit it.
This is a habit I'm breaking now forever. I'm weary from trying to shake it. So when I ask if you won't give me your hand, I take it right now from your mother's side.
Would you like multiple choice or you want to guess that?
Mother's side. I need multiple choice. There's no chance.
Is it Hugh Jackman?
Oh, I've heard of him.
Is it Johnny Depp?
Oh!
Is it Robert Downey Jr.?
What?
Hit it.
It's being hit.
It's
been hit.
It's literally hit right now.
Piano solo.
Ray, start it from the beginning again.
Come on.
Real quick.
This is a habit I'm breaking out forever. I'm weary from trying to shake.
Oh my gosh.
Jackman, Depp, or Downey Jr.?
Just guess.
We'll go Depp because he's in the news.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
That's incorrect.
Who is that?
That is Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, wow. Who knew?
Eddie.
Sorry, dude.
I should have had that.
This song is called Feel Like I Do.
I don't know if it feels like I do. And I was frozen when you walked in the room.
Very unique voice. I'll take multiple choice, Bones.
All right, multiple choice. Is that A, Vin Diesel? B, Jason Statham? C, Nicolas Cage?
That is 100% Vin Diesel. As soon as he said that name.
That's correct. Good job.
Yeah!
All right, Eddie takes the lead. One more round.
All right.
Amy, this song is called Look in My Heart. Now, you have to go blind to even have a chance.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, here we go.
Look in my heart.
But I can't go blind.
Yeah, you can.
But you have to. Or you can just for fun get the multiple choices.
What year is this? 80s?
I would say, as a small gift to you, it's probably late 80s, early 90s, if I'm guessing.
Okay.
Right, Mike? 89.
All right. Brooke Shields?
Incorrect. That would be Alyssa Milano.
Oh.
Wow.
Who's the boss?
All right, Lunchbox.
Yep.
You're only down one, so you can possibly get this.
I got a strategy here.
You do?
Strategy. I got to decide what I want to do. Put pressure or make Eddie, you know.
That's a good strategy to decide what you want to do after you hear
the
song.
You got choice.
All right, here we go.
Now, baby, let's ride. We got nothing but time. You get all the reaction.
Can you name that actor?
Raspy voice. Who's got that rap? Nice.
Do you want to hold yours for a second? Let's see if I didn't get his.
Whoa.
I like that.
We'll come back to you. We'll come back to you, Lunchbox. Eddie, this song is called I'll Give You a Ring.
You say your dream is to marry me someday.
I know exactly who this is. For 2 points, without multiple choice, Bones.
Bob, if he misses this, Lunchbox, you're in it. Go ahead.
Give me Billy Bob Thornton.
Okay, turn it up a little bit.
And you can give the Lord a call.
Is that Billy Bob Thornton?
You suckers don't even know. I did a DVD for this guy.
That's funny.
That's the Boxmaster.
All right, let's go back to Lunchboxes real quick.
Now, baby, let's run.
Anything?
What you got, bud?
It's pretty good, though.
It is good.
No, it almost sounded like Lenny Kravitz. But it's not Lenny Kravitz because it's real. Amy, I know what I'm saying is when I heard it, I was like, oh, that's Lenny Kravitz.
Okay.
But we'll go with Oh man, who's a rocker like it?
All right, it's Jeremy Renner. All right,
don't know who that is.
Okay, there we go.
That's Jeremy Renner.
That's good.
He did a whole like series of truck commercials where he sang.
Really?
It was all really good. Yeah. Is that what that's from, Mike, or no? Yeah. Anyway, Eddie, good job, buddy.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Well, you got lucky with that Billy Bob.
Dude, that was destined right there.
All
right.
So many actors sing that I had no idea.
Play Eddie's winning song, please.
Thank you.
All right, coming up next, I will declare the winner of IR Country Music Festival.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They weren't asking for it. They probably don't want me to do it, but I will still declare a winner. And there's no prize, but we will talk about that. And we will take a call from Amanda in Tennessee who has a question for Lunchbox.
Oh.
It's a very important question.
Can't wait.
If we can get her to hold, we'll put her on as well. All right, back in just a second. Had a great weekend in Austin at IR Country Festival and pretty much saw all the performances, I think. I was running around back, I was hosting the show, but I think I was able to see enough of everyone that I can declare a winner. The only person I didn't get to see was Zac Brown Band, the closer, so I'm going to eliminate them from the competition.
But you know they're good.
Yeah.
They were
they
really
did
good.
Play Bulls on Parade, which I've seen them do a few times live, and it's awesome. I think we have a clip of that. Here you go.
Rally round the family with a pocket full of shell. They rally round the family.
If you're a Rage Against the Machine fan like I am and was, that's pretty cool to see them do that song.
It was so awesome. And what's cool is he lets his fiddle player sing it. So Zach just kind of stands back and rocks out.
And during that whole show, if you get a chance to see him live, they pass it all around.
Yeah.
It's a great show. But I am declaring the winner of IR Country Festival 2022, Cody Johnson. There you go. I said it.
Wow.
I didn't see anyone. And it was a home crowd. He's playing to a home crowd for sure.
He went to school there, I think, in Texas.
Yeah. For sure. As home crowd as it could be. However, man, he was so freaking good. He sang. I think he played Till You Can't, and he had shut everything down except like one acoustic guitar and was singing so loud and so strong. I was like, dang. Like, he's not just really good. Like, he's like an elite vocalist, too. Like, he's got the cowboy thing, the rodeo thing. So you're like, all right, is some of this, you know, where he comes from? People relate to his story, or they like that he was, you know, trying to be a rodeo guy. But no, even if he was a businessman from Ohio, and it was like, I want to do country music, you'd be like, that guy can sing. It just so happens he's got a great story that goes along with it. But here is Cody Johnson's live performance of Till You Can't.
If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it. Because a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can until you can.
It was really good. So I declare Cody Johnson, in a move that I think our executives will not like, winner of iHeart Country Festival 2022. I felt bad for Thomas Rhett. His whole band got COVID.
I know.
Or most of them did, and he couldn't have like a drummer, and that's it, just him and a drummer.
He looked like the Raging Idiots out there.
It was Thomas Rhett and his guitar player, and I was talking to him before the show, and he goes, dang, we're just going to play acoustic. I said, well, lucky for you, they put a headliner at the beginning of the show, too. So the fact that you're playing acoustic at the beginning is awesome.
Yeah.
Because no one's been up there with flashes and booms and pals. I said, and secondly, how often do you go play acoustic to like 12,000 people? It's awesome. I thought his performance was really cool too, considering he had to lose his whole band. But it was great. It's just a great show. And if you get a chance to go next year, I would go. So many highlights, so little time. That's what I like to say about this segment.
My nephews were there like 15, 17 years old, and Cody Johnson was their favorite. Like,
yeah, he was so awesome. And he also, yeah. What'd you say? What'd you say?
What did I say?
I don't know. You said, so what?
I said, and also.
Oh.
I said, so also, it's like across all ages. Like you thought that was the winner, and then my teenage nephews thought.
It sounded like a bad word.
Oh, no.
In the midst of all the talking over each other.
No.
There was a segment when Chris Jansen was in, and he's got that song, Bass Pro.
Bucking.
It's like, Bucking Bass Pro. It sounded like he was saying the word, and I knew he wasn't because he wouldn't.
Every time you sing it, it sounds like you're saying the word.
Yeah. A Bucking Bass Pro.
He's your Bucking Bass Pro.
And I was like, what's he saying?
And like, you know, Chris Jansen's like, this song doesn't get any more family friendly.
Yeah. And it, as a family friendly song, it just sounded like it. Anyway, it was a great, 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 great time. Love being in Austin. So hot though.
It was so hot.
The outdoor stage was amazing. And so I just encourage everybody, if they want to come next year, to come. And that was it. I think that's it. All right. Thank you guys. You want to call us? You can. Oh, let me get to this call for Amanda. I almost forgot it. Amanda in Tennessee. You are on the phone. Let's put her on real quick. Hi, Amanda.
Morning, studio.
Morning.
Morning, studio.
Morning.
Oh, wow. Some kind of glitch happening with real life. Yeah,
that was crazy.
Go ahead, Amanda.
Oh, sorry. Am I really loud? I'm so
No. You're good.
Okay, I just want to say congrats on the honorary degree. And now let's hear Lunchbox Strong, because every single time you say anybody gets an honorary degree, I hear him growling in the background. I can hear it now. So, Lunchbox, what I want to know is, if anybody offered you an honorary degree, would you take it?
Yeah, it would have to be a prestigious university like the University of Texas at San Antonio, because I actually went to school there. Bobby never even went to Arkansas. He didn't take a single class there. Do you understand that? That's like, it's so weird for all these students that have gone to the University of Arkansas, worked their way through, gone to the library. Bobby's probably never even been to the library at the University of Arkansas. Don't even know how to check out a book, and he's getting a degree
from
there.
Do a decimal, buddy.
Doesn't know where the computer lab is. Nothing.
You don't have to yell this.
Too late.
He's yelling.
I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, it's like, you know, he's representing his hometown or his, you know, the state. He's representing them well, right? So they want to honor him. So it's like, yeah, be happy.
You're a little, I don't know if you're in a bad spot or not. She's a little like.
She forgot to pay her bill, probably.
Snoopy. Was that the teacher?
Yeah,
old reference there. Amanda, thank you for your call. Appreciate that. And hope you have a good day and good week.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
thank
well, that's clear. That's like when someone goes, hey, can you hear me? Can you? I can hear you. And then you talk like, I can't hear you. All right, Amanda, I appreciate that. If your summer plans include a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Visit expresspros.com for good jobs in a variety of roles. With 850 locations, your local Express team is ready to help you find your next job.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Portland, Maine. A 26-year-old woman was driving when her GPS said, take a right. So she drove across a pedestrian plaza that said, take a left. She took a left down a flight of stairs in a parking garage and got stuck.
Sometimes it does say, take a right. And you're like, here? But the line's right there. And you go, I should trust this, right? Like, sometimes it's not exactly on. But yes, I don't think I would drive downstairs. But I think I've turned on small driveways before going, this is the right? Then you, so it's hard for me to totally hate. But yeah, driving down some stairs is tough.
Yeah, when police responded, they found out she was under the influence of alcohol.
Okay.
It wasn't the GPS.
but the GPS was still on in the vehicle.
Aren't they a little off?
Sometimes,
and
yes.
You're like, I should go into the Burger King drive-thru? I'm trying to get home.
And you're like, okay.
All right, it says so. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Appreciate you guys. You can follow me on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Thanks for hanging out with us.
It's the Good News Countdown. Counting down the biggest good news stories across the land.
All right, let's go. 3, 2, 1. Here we go.
Number 3.
A one-eyed cat was missing for 5 years. They gave up on it. Well, it just turned up on an oil platform way out at sea. They think he got there by sneaking into a shipping container. Been a pretty happy cat, and now he gets to go back home. Although, I wonder where I'd really like to live.
Maybe he loves
the shipping container, yeah.
Number 2!
A former nurse in Florida who worked on the front lines in World War II just went skydiving for her 100th birthday. Boy, you would think the body at 100 maybe would not like to fall that fast. Ooh. She said she'd done lots of things in her life, but never that. She went for it. She said she would not do it again, though.
Okay.
But she's 100 years old and jumped out of an airplane. That is wild.
Number 1.
A woman named Carla just got a liver transplant from a coworker that she barely knew. She found out that a best friend who wanted to donate was not a match. But then an hour later, she was on a work call and mentioned it to Scott, who was just randomly on the call. They didn't really know each other. And he was like, I've been thinking about doing something like that. And he did. And here is a clip of Carla and Scott talking about their story.
Said, Scott, I'm sorry, I'm a little bit bummed out. This is what I'm going through.
And Carla just made a huge impression on me when she told me her story. And I had this overwhelming feeling that I should go and get tested. As humans, we need to be here to support one another, whether you know each other or not.
Didn't even know her. Gave her part of his liver.
It's really cool.
I won't even loan Eddie any shoes. No. This guy's giving her part of his liver.
That was
the Good News Countdown.
All right, that's it. You guys have a great day. We will see you on Tuesday's show. Goodbye, everybody.
Yeah, you Bobby Bones.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.